Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Be a part of the show. Text Bobby V on the UPS Jobs text line at 437-9680.
Are we going to hear from the head man for the Kentucky Wildcats? Is that what the agenda was?
Yeah. We're not going to play the whole thing because because I love Stuperfield, the Stoop Man.
The thing is, we don't have the rights to when he sings that whole Broadway song. We've got to pay royalties if we let him do the whole thing.
Right. He also talks for F and ever. I'm sorry. I mean, this is a lot. 25 minutes? Come on.
Wow, Mark. Look at you just...
Look, he's happy. He came off a win. That's great. 25 minutes.
It's SEC football. It just means more.
Well, a lot of good stuff. You got some good clips from it from, I think Crean cut this one in process cut Satterfield. But, we want to try to cater to everybody here on The V Show. I feel like if we have a color, it's purple with a red tint because that's just, who we are. We try to cover all our bases. But, damn, 25 minutes? We're not playing the whole thing. I'm sorry, folks. We'll give you, 10 to 12. How's that?
How come we don't have the clips sponsored by, a hair cutting place?
Why?
Because that would be that's such a perfect thing. I mean, and now the Mark Stoops clips presented by, I don't want to mention one because I don't know if we have some sponsors or not. Do we have any sponsors?
Yeah, it's by Kentucky Fish and Wildlife.
But I mean sponsors for a barber shop or a haircutting place.
We had our friends at Big League Haircut.
I know, but I don't think they're on board with us anymore.
I don't know, but maybe they should get back on board. We love them. And I am writing checks. My ass has no business cashing. I have no idea if it's possible, and I feel like I'm doing peyote. But yeah, if they want to come on board, by all means, maybe we can find some place for them because we love those guys. Anyway, before I get into any more trouble with the sales staff, you want to hear Stoops' press conference? A little bit of it?
I think we should because, they played Saturday and they won, and then they have another game this weekend. So it's not like the season's over. So the fans would, want to hear what he has to say since he's the guy in charge of the program. So that's my take on it anyway. So I think we should play it.
After reviewing the film and watching the Missouri game, it was much like I thought after sitting here and visiting with you all. A lot of very good things. Many things to build on. Really credit the staff again with having a very good plan. Certainly a lot that we need to get cleaned up and will. I felt like defensively making some critical stops when we had to. Offensively really had a good grip, good control in the game, really the entire game. We got to get the fumbles situated. Obviously another interception that slowed us down. But outside of that, really controlled the game, pretty much on every possession with the exception of possession 8 for us. We went 3 and out. Outside of that, really, really good. So did some really good things. It's about us this week. Much the same. We need to concentrate on ourselves, playing a very good team in Chattanooga. And, we have to just focus on ourselves. It was a very physical game. Our guys were emotionally ready to play, took a lot out of them, played extremely hard. I'm very proud of how physical and how hard we're playing. Just want to get some details fixed up. But it's our job to get our team right here this week, continue to build on the good things we're doing, tighten up the ship on certain aspects of it, and we got a lot of good football ahead of us. So I'm very encouraged and looking forward to this challenge here this week.
Mark Devontae and Jordan went down. What's just their status?
We'll see. We'll see how it goes. Devontae should be good. Jordan is day to day.
What do you? I know you
got some ideas, and we'll continue to bring KD along, and then he can help us. He's doing some good things. He made a few critical mistakes, Saturday with some inexperience, but we have some other guys that we could fool around with as well.
I felt like those guys were in the right, both him and Jalen were in the right spots, but didn't necessarily make the plays. How important is it to get guys more reps and more game reps?
Yeah, I think you could tell after watching him for all those years, as games go along and you get more experience, the more confidence you get and you generally make those plays. So it's a little different, when you are out there full speed in an SEC game and you got number one out there in the perimeter. He's a pretty good little player, and he realizes that now, and with more experience, he'll come along.
Well, C. Rob reminds me of what I did when I played high school football, fumbling the ball into the end zone. I remember what my coach told me about taking care of the ball, forward, perhaps the philosophical statement he made to him about doing that.
Well, we've talked about it before. I captured this. I don't pretend that it was mine. It was another coach that said it that I listened to that I thought was a good way to say that. When you have the when you have the football in your hands, you have the program in your hands, and that's a pretty good statement. And I think that was Coach Fleck, if I'm not mistaken, or somebody that I heard him talking about that, and that's I borrowed that from him. But we talk about that. He'll get it. Corrected. I'm confident.
Harrison had a play there to break up the end. And how do you feel about just how he looks out there with all the seniors and kind of how he's separated himself maybe from some of the other guys?
Yeah, he's getting better. Again, just like we talked about, I think with every opportunity, with every rep, as he gets experience, you're seeing new offenses every week. You get used to playing our offense, and then, maybe game one, game two, but each week it'll be a little bit different. And it's just hard to gain all that experience as fast as you need it.
Are you surprised at all how quickly the guys have seemed to take into this new offense?
I'm pleased. I'm very pleased, I will say. I don't know. I don't want to use the word surprised. I'm pleased with how well they're adapting to it and how much they're picking it up. Each week we're seeing little details that we're leaving things on the field. That's the good news. We could be a lot better. I love the fact that we're doing what we need to do. You saw that in game one. We saw, each game you look at maybe with little individual war going on or whatever, and you have to do what you have to do to be successful. First game you saw us throwing it all over the yard. In the second game you're seeing us with balance. You're seeing us run the ball when we have to or when we needed to. That's critical for our success. But I love the balance we're still showing. We left some yards out there on the field, but anytime, if you look at our drive chart, you go, touchdown, touchdown, interception, touchdown, and it would have been a touchdown, you get another fumble, and then you got the end of the half, and you come out and you go touchdown again, and then we had the three and out, the only three and out there, and that was a bad possession, and then we're backed up, but still have an opportunity. We have a drop on the 50, or we, may still be moving on that possession, and then we come out in the next possession and taught in a tie game, and we're able to throw the ball down the field and they have some critical throws to go back up seven, and even the last possession there, the one where we drive down and miss the field goal, we have some critical throws in that, in critical third and six, they challenge us, put everybody in our face, and we create a big play down the field. Anytime you get a completion percentage of 18 yards per completion, it's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Do you feel that on the sidelines? Like you mentioned 28-28. And like last year, that would have been a hard to come out in that situation and feel confident enough to do that.
It feels great. It feels great because, again, when they're challenging us, we take that shot and we make them pay. We make them hurt, on that third and six. That's a backbreaker. Well, actually, that was the one we were up seven. But we definitely can. And it's also, don't underestimate how demoralizing it is when you run the ball for 12 straight plays as well. And you could do that and run it straight down. down the field and have an opportunity to go up 28-7 is a pretty big deal as well. Elias did some good things. He played better in this game. More consistent, played better. Mm-hmm. Yeah, our whole center and right side really played well.
We surprised that they were putting as many men in the box as they were on numerous occasions.
That's what they had shown. You know, we had a good plan. Even our run game that we had where we were blocking down and pulling, we had a good plan for it. They had shown that and put on film. You go watch the Rams-Browns in 2019, you're going to see the same look. Yeah, we had.
Mark, in game one, with all the yards you piled up and the TDs you scored, the response was, well, it's just Louisiana Monroe. How does that narrative change now that you've done that against a quality SEC opponent?
Yeah, I mean, it just, again, I like the consistency of where we're at. We're not there yet. I mean, we want to keep on working, keep on getting the details. But the fact that you can move it that well against an SEC East opponent says a lot. I mean, again, I know it's not, but if you're looking at us, it is strictly all the coaching part of it. And, you know, you're looking at 45 points is what, you know, what you know, Liam, you know, when you're sitting there, drawing it up, you know, you're sitting there saying he had 45 because he can't control fumbling at the 6-inch line or getting a field goal block.
Mark, when you all went and got Jack Wes.
That was a big play. It was nice to see him step up on that play. You know, once again, I addressed it out in post-game, but you look at the middle part of the game and we're in full control, and then that happens, it can flip back on you, that momentum. For us to get a stop to start the second half was big, and he made a very athletic, good play there, and then we punch it in and get the momentum back. It's a big piece of the game, so I was happy for Jaquez and happy for us, and he did some really good things in this game. One of our better defensive players in this game. Yeah, I mean he has. I mean he does some good things in the box, and he's a physical guy, but he has shown that as well. Sorry. I would never use the word, you would never hear me use the word breather. You know, that's not in our vocabulary. All the thing we're interested in is pressing on and moving forward. And, you know, any great team, no matter what the competition level is, plays to their best of their ability. And that's what we're always trying to do. We have so much to do, so much work to get caught up on. That it's always, you know, I always say that, but it's exciting for me on Mondays. You know, win or lose, you know, it's on to the next opponent, it's on to the next challenge. For me, it's trying to get their minds right. And physically, this game took a lot out of us. So we've got to regroup in a hurry and get ready to play a very good football team. This team was picked to win their league. And so, you know, they're talented and can do some good things. So, you know, no matter who we're playing, you're going to hear me always talk about us. You know, we have respect for everybody that we play, but it's about us and how we play.
You had 11 targets. Was that by design, or is it, you know,
we knew going into that game that he was going to be targeted a bunch. We knew by our plan and the way they were with their matchups and their man and putting guys on you. We felt like he was going to get a lot of targets in that game.
Both Liam and Will were pleased with their decision making after the game. How would you assess that? And any plays that you would have taken back?
I'm very pleased, with even the interception. He went to the right place, right spot. Just got to make a better throw. Very pleased with the way he's calling it, and very pleased with Will's decision-making. And as the game slows down, more reps, you know, he'll continue to get better and better. But I love the fact that we attacked when we had to attack, and we scratched where it itches when we had to do that.
Trevin was, I know Carrington gets a lot of love for giving that pass, but Trevin kind of got in there as a spot. Fourth base left over there.
It is, especially with where we're at right now with some of our outside backers and with J-Dub being banged up. There is some roles, and yeah, don't ask me anymore, so I can't keep on going into it. Right, so, yeah.
We
Thank you for pointing that out to me. Yeah.
You were back on that D-line. Was it bad? Is it like both at times from our perspective?
There's still some things that just are aggravating for us, you know, that we got to clean up. It's a guy here, a guy there, certain things that we can tidy up and execute better. And that's where, you know, you have to have it, you know, and you can't have one guy making a mistake or one person running a stunt that's not, you know, one D lineman running it, one not. You know, just little things that we'll continue to work on.
Mark, you ran the ball against Mizzou. Really, they couldn't stop you for the most part. We've seen that in the past for Duke. Will you look to throw a little more, though, with this new offense? Try to keep it honest. Just keep running until they make you stop.
Again, I mean, you know, we're going to get better at the pass game. We already have. And I think that was evident in both games, no matter what the statistics say. Even though they're pretty impressive. Again, 18 yards per completion is not bad. I'll take that. 10 yards per attempt compared to theirs was 8.6 yards per completion. And ours was 18. You know, it's we'll continue to do what we need to do to get better, and we'll take what they give us each game.
You know, if Liam has ever run the ball 52 times,
I doubt it. I don't know. I doubt it. He's quarterback by nature, so I doubt it. But again, you know, the only time we were in run overdrive was the end of the first half, and again, you'd be stupid not to. You know, at that point, I mean, we ran it 12 plays in a row because we could.
Mark, on the screen that Rick on that scoring drive where you went up 35 to 28 yards.
That was a great play call. Yeah.
Vince gets a lot of credit for that because he was telling him.
Well, Vince wants the ball thrown to the tight end all the time. Yeah.
You got a new offensive coordinator. Yeah. You got a new offensive line coach.
Yeah.
And your receivers coach. How are those guys working together? I mean,
no,
when you're getting a lot of guys who didn't know each other before they got here, or some of them didn't know each other.
No, they're working together very well. The camaraderie is very good. Love our staff and a lot of guys that are unselfish and just worried about the team. And that really was a great play call and at the right time. And it was dressed up very effectively. They hit us with some good screens as well, with some good, you know, the way they were set up was very effective as well.
Mark Stoops press conference presented by Cox's Outlet and Evergreen Liquors, Louisville's bourbon headquarters. I think there's a new Genesis copy, and I don't think you sent it to me. So we'll do that in just a bit as well. But I do have something else to tell you about because we got a lot of things going on around here. We got promotions happening around here for a very, very busy Monday. What a time of year for us, which is great fun. I mean, that's the fun of having a sports station when you've got pro football, college football, Major League Baseball, I mean, all sorts of things going on. We start with Louisville football and UCF on Friday night, another national televised matchup between Louisville and this time Central Florida. And ESPN Louisville is your home for the most pre- and post-game coverage. Join the power-hungry Pat Jaggers and Taylor Lynch for the Miller Lite pregame show live from Caboose Numero 4. And then directly following the game, it's the Miller Lite post-game show with Mark Ennis on all ESPN Louisville stations in the ESPN Louisville app. We'll take some calls, texts, and you'll hear live from Coach Satterfield. Kentucky football back in action against, pardon me, is that the Chattanooga Choo Choo? Kentucky football back in action. They'll take on, as I said, Mr. Belding's alma mater, Chattanooga. ESPN Louisville is your place for instant post-game reaction. The Jays, James Strebel, Jason Entz, will have the Kentucky Fish and Wildlife post-game show. Check it out on ESPN 680, 105.7 and the ESPN Louisville app. The National Football League comes back to ESPN Louisville. Of course, we got lots of games. Tonight, we are your home, remember, for the Ravens. So we would have we actually have both calls. We have the Ravens local, quote-unquote, broadcast as they go to Las Vegas. That's a 7:30 airtime on ESPN 680 1057. And then, I'm sorry, that's the Westwood One feed, since we get the Westwood One Monday Night Football package as well. At 7:45 on 93.9 The Ville is the Ravens feed. So you'll get the local call there for Lamar and his gang as they go in action to take on what's going to be a wild crowd. That'll be quite an achievement if they can get the win there in a nutty, crazy Las Vegas. And then Thursday, it's Thursday night football. The Giants take on Wake Forest, evidently. Oh, I'm sorry. It's the Washington football team at 8 p.m. on all stations. Sunday, the Rams and the Colts. We are your home for Colts football at 12 p.m. on ESPN 680-1057. Followed by the Cowboys and the Chargers. The Raiders. I mean, it's incredible how much play-by-play we have. Raiders and Steelers at noon on 93.9 The Ville. Followed by Falcons and Bucks. And then the Sunday night game, the Chiefs and the Ravens. And again, we'll get both coverage. Westwood One's coverage is on ESPN 680-1057. The Ravens feed is on 93.9 The Ville. So, I mean, that's the Chiefs and Ravens, Raiders and Steelers, Falcons and Bucks, Colts and Rams, that's four, Cowboys and Chargers is five, Giants and Wake Forest is six, and then, of course, tonight, we've got Ravens and Raiders is seven. We have seven pro football games, not to mention college play-by-play, which comes your way. Saturday, we've got Nebraska and Oklahoma, 11:30 a.m. airtime on 680-1057. Then USC and Washington State joined in progress right after the UK postgame show. Alabama and Florida in SEC action at 3 p.m. on 93.9 The Ville. And Auburn and Penn State at 7 p.m. on 93.9 The Ville. So that's eight NFL games, four college football games. And we done? No, I think not. Louisville City is coming your way on ESPN Louisville as well.
That's another type of football.
Yeah, it's a different kind of football. The one that they don't use their hands at all, except for two guys. One guy at each end. He's allowed to, but nobody else.
Saturday, Louisville City takes on the Indy 11 at 6:45 p.m. on ESPN 680-1057. And don't forget to Chess Trap Soccer City on Thursdays from 6 to 7 p.m. on ESPN 680-1057. Okay, so that's, what I say, 12 football games, one soccer game. And, we got baseball games, too. Tomorrow, the Reds, fighting for their postseason lives, take on the hapless Pirates. This is a very important couple of games because they can't afford to lose to the lowly Pirates. They face them tomorrow night and then Wednesday as well, 6:35 airtime for both of those games. Don't forget, if you miss any of your favorite ESPN Louisville shows or even some ESPN Louisville shows you don't really care about, it doesn't matter how you feel about them, they're still going to be available on the Podcast Center at ESPNLouisville.com, SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you purchase your favorite podcasts. Rate, subscribe, and review, and you can enjoy all of your programming. Don't forget to stream ESPN Louisville as well, anywhere in the world. Walla Walla, Washington, Dubuque, Iowa, even Stockholm, Sweden, where I used to live. ESPN Louisville app.
What team did you coach, by the way?
Alvik, it was called, but it's not called Alvik anymore. It's Magic Johnson actually bought it a long time ago. I don't think he owns it anymore, and then they changed the name, and then they merged with another team. So I'd have to go look it up. If you do a Google search for Alvik, A-L-V-I-K, it'll show you the history and what's evolved into. But, they still exist, but they exist, I think, having merged with Solna, if you're scoring at home, S-O-L-N-A.
UPS Basket Stockholm.
Yeah, that's what it's called.
Alvik BK.
Yeah, pretty cool. UPS Jobs Kentucky now offering up to $21 an hour for part-time positions. That's a lot of dough. A weekly attendance bonus of $50 still in place for those that work the Sunday day shift. Get your tuition paid 100% at the University of Louisville. Make $21 an hour and be eligible for academic bonuses through the Metro College program. Apply today at upsjobsky.com. I know we're not supposed to do all these at once, but I've only got one left, so it seems foolish to leave it here. Don't forget our friends at at GE are looking for people as well. GE Appliances is hiring full-time for all shifts. Join the manufacturing team and help make it at the park. That's pretty cool. You can make up to $600 a week. Apply today at makeitatthepark.com. All right, now we'll take a break, and then we'll come back with more.
By the way, wait, before you do that.
I can never just go to break. You always have to jump in. It's a little bit
I don't want
like
to hear.
Columbo.
You just did an entire, the entire promo sheet. You're supposed to do it throughout the day. It's like, you're like that guy that you're only supposed, you're supposed to have like, you're supposed to have water throughout the day, and you just chug all of it at once, and then you pee it all out. Anyway, I got the history of Alvik basketball.
Alvik.
They transformatted to professional under the name Basketligaen in 1992.
Correct.
In 94-95, they won the last title in their history. Because in early 96-97, the club joined forces with KFUM Söder and Stockholm Capitals, and they formed a new basketball club, the 08 Stockholm Human Rights.
Yeah, that was Magic's thing.
What? So that's a hell of a name.
Yeah, human rights. They were trying to make a statement to one of those things.
I mean, there's worse things, I guess, you can be named.
Sure.
But yeah. So the 08 Stockholm Human Rights. And what's going on with them currently? Let's see here.
When I took them over, and it was a lot of pressure because they called themselves the Boston Celtics of Swedish basketball. If you go back to the 60s and 70s, they won a gazillion championships, and they'd fallen on hard times, and they fired the guy, and they brought me in, and the guy they brought in was a little bit of a loose cannon, so I thought they really wanted me to be a disciplinarian, and I went way over the top, and I just pissed everybody off, and so they said, please go home.
I'm just reading up on here. They were called the human rights because of the club's active social commitment to using basketball as a tool to work against racism. Very cool. The women's team has won three national championships in 03, 07, and 2010. In 2013, the men's team was removed from the Basketligaen because it didn't meet requirements set by the league. The club continued in Super Retten, which I guess is the second tier. So they dropped to AAA. So let's see here. They pulled a UConn. Both men's and women's teams won the league championship in 2001. So there you go. A little something about the 08 Stockholm Human Rights.
Former Alvik Basket. I had some stuff for a long time from them, but no more, I don't think.
I'd like to get an Alvik hat, and then I could look like a cool Swedish Beastie Boy or something like that, like a throwback. Yeah. That'd be neat. We should probably take our last bottom of the hour break, and then we'll get some texts on the other side. Your reaction to the Stoops press conference, maybe a little Ravens Monday Night Football preview. Whole lot of goodies here to take us down the stretch. Now you can throw it to break. Sorry, Pops.
I already did. I'm not doing it again.
Or you can take that tone.
More V-Show with Bob Valvano is now, right here, on ESPN 680 and 105.7.
You're gonna give them all your money. Radio plays what they want you to hear. Tell me it's cool. I just don't believe it. Sell out.
I love that song. Big fan of that song. I'm assuming I'm tap dancing because Brian, our buddy Brian, the artist formerly known as Brian Hall, was walking Simon, and he was chatting with Pops.
We're back.
Yeah, sorry. I thought you were there, so I played the music, and I didn't realize. Give Brian a hug for me. Big fan of that, okay. Brian Hall. Big fan of that.
We have a new neighbor who they seem like delightful people, but. Did you ever play then? He's saying we have the Oregon Trail game on the table, and he said he loves Oregon Trail.
Oh, yeah. No, right. That game's, like, impossible. If you text that in, too. We were asking about what's the maximum amount of points or kickers giving you. What's the most points you've lost because of a player in fantasy? Those were questions du jour on the UPS Jobs text line 437-9680. But also, if you've ever played that Oregon Trail card game, have you gotten to the end? Because I think, I mean, you have to go, what, like 50?
Have you ever got to the end, Brian? No, Brian says no.
Yeah, you go like, I think you got
to
go 50.
It's kind of designed not to, I think.
Yeah, but it's possible. It's just, it's really, really effing hard. I think the highest.
It's like throwing a no-hitter in baseball. It's possible, but it doesn't happen every day. Hey, there's day baseball today, by the way. I'm just noticing that. Does it involve any teams that we care about? Let's take a look, shall we? Yes. Oh, my God. The Yankees are just...
We used to have a sounder like that.
4-0 to Minnesota already. 4-0 in the bottom of the second in New York. They're just making an absolute tailspin. Wow. Mets host the Cardinals tonight. That's an important game. The Reds have the day off, I think. Yeah, they do. But my goodness, it is. There's a lot of important games going on here. We're in the middle of September, and and if you're a fan of any of these teams, you got a lot of important games going on because there is not much separation. One bad week can put you. It's kind of like being in the draft at Talladega. You get one bad week, you're going to slide out of the draft and go backwards. See, this is what I'm talking about. I mean, it's not so much the divisions. The American League East, Tampa Bay's got a 9-game lead. They're pretty much in. Central, the White Sox have a 12-game lead. They're pretty much in. National League West, Houston has a 6.5-game lead. They're pretty much in. National League East is the closest one that's up for grabs. Atlanta's 4.5 ahead, and the Mets are 5 out. But that's the other. And the Central Division is a runaway. Milwaukee's 14 games ahead. The West, San Francisco's just 2.5 games ahead. But whoever doesn't win between the Dodgers and the Giants, the other team's going to be one of the wild card teams. So that's not where the drama is. The drama is the wild card, the second wild card team in the National League, which the Reds are right in the mix for that. The Reds right now are dead tied for the second wild card spot with San Diego. The Dodgers would have the first wild card spot, and they're 16 games ahead for that. So that's why I said the Dodgers and Giants are going to be in. One's going to win the West. One is going to be the first wild card team. And the second wild card team is an absolute dogfight. San Diego's tied with the Reds now, one game ahead of St. Louis. Philadelphia's 2.5 back, and the Mets are 3 back. So the Mets have an enormous game with St. Louis tonight. It's got big ramifications for the wild card. There's going to be so much scoreboard watching going on. That's the fun of baseball in this time of the year. In the American League, that's a bunch of teams are still in the mix for both of the wild card spots. Toronto and Boston now are tied for the wild card. The Yankees are 1 game back. Seattle's 3 games back. Oakland's 3 games back. So you've got 5 teams there playing for 2 spots. And in the National League, you basically have 5 teams playing for 1 spot. So that's a lot of dramatic baseball coming up here in the last couple of weeks, so it should be a lot of fun. Hey, speaking of something that's a lot of fun, if you are looking to or if you're planning to get married this weekend, generally you would have bought the jewelry ahead of time if you're getting married this weekend, but this weekend is a fantastic jewelry event. Actually, it's coming up next weekend, so I've got everything wrong. Let's take it from the top. Ready? The biggest bridal jewelry event of the year is coming to Genesis Diamonds next weekend, September 24, 25, 26. Genesis is bringing in the top 2 bridal designers, Tacori from California and Viraggio from New York, and they're going to let those two beat the crap out of you. No, that's not wrong. That's not right. No, I'm sorry. No. I apologize for that. I was going to say that would have been interesting, but they're not going
to
do that.
I'd pay to see that.
These are the rings that these rings are on every woman's wish list, and now, for these 3 days, Genesis will have both brands, their entire lines, including some new styles and collections never seen before, all on display. You can see hundreds and hundreds of the finest handcrafted, highest quality rings on the market. These are designers that other stores are not even allowed to carry. Plus, during this event, you can get savings of up to $5,000 on your engagement ring and enjoy special financing options. Don't forget, it's next weekend, September 24, 25, 26. Tacori and Viraggio together on the Genesis stage. Your once-a-year chance to see these heavyweights go head-to-head. head, both bringing the best of the best they have to offer. Compare and choose, but no, you can't go wrong either way, because these are two of the premier jewelry lines in the world, and you will be delighted with whatever you select. Make plans now to be part of this and get the ring of her dreams from Genesis Diamonds, September 24th, 25th, 26th, Shelbyville Road Plaza. And don't forget, we mentioned it on last week's show, while you're there, check out Genesis' all-new collection of luxury pre-owned Rolexes, too. This is something that, you know, your dream watch, you may have an opportunity to get at a price that will surprise you. So check it out at Genesis Diamonds. All right. Did you say you wanted to bring in some text here, or what did you...
First off, our buddy Benji the Mower Man says that he loves when you bust my balls on the air. He's a big fan of that. So, yeah, Benji, thanks for listening. 437-968 UPS Jobs text line. Let's see here. no, I just got a funny gif. Let's see here. Crazy baseball stat. So yesterday during the Dodgers-Padres game, Padres pitcher Austin Adams hit three Dodgers hitters and broke the new era record for hitting a batter with 25 hit-by-pitches in a season. He's Yikes. Only pitched in 28 games this year.
Oh, my God.
I should call him Plinko.
That should be Plunko.
That should be his name. He's Plunko. 100%. Some people were mad at Tim Sullivan.
What do you do?
90% of what Sully mentioned happened 5 to 10 years ago. The media will never stop reporting U of L like this.
I have to defend him on this. I asked him in his time here. And he said, he's been doing this for 45 years, and he said in his time working in a city, he's not seen a run that's gone on like this. And this was during his time. He wasn't going back to ancient history. He wasn't bringing, you know, stuff back from, I mean, like, a, you know, a guy who's covering UK right now talk about the, you know, the point shaving stuff with, like, Ralph Beard and that stuff. He wasn't doing that. He was saying since he's been here, this is what he has seen go on. And that's all he said. And it was in response to what I asked him. In fairness, that's all I'm saying. I mean, I understand if you're fed up with stuff that's old that comes up, but he's been on the beat for that long, and he was comparing it to other cities he's worked in, and I'll be honest, it is a list of things that are unusual for, you know, you can say, well, if you stay long enough, you'll see just about anything, but, you know, there have been guys that have worked on the same beat for other schools for equally as long, and they just haven't gone through a run like that because it's been very strange. It's been a very strange time for the Cards in the time that he's been reporting on them. That's in his defense, you know, that he was responding to what I asked him. So I just have to say that to be fair. I'm nothing if not fair. So there you go. What else you got?
Our girl Dana was saying that Tim called the NCAA to narc on us. I don't know about that. That was tongue in cheek. Texter asking if Blank and Baker will be doing another pre-game show on stage with a live band. I think that was in reference to Friday's The Drive. Let's see here.
What did he do? He really did that?
I'm not sure. This is funny. We were talking about Grimace earlier from McDonald's, something that got brought up organically in the back with me in process, and then Patty chimed in because it was part of Stump the Gas Bag on Friday on The Drive. Check out Mac Sabbath, this texter says. I think you and your dad will get a kick out of it. I've sent it to you. They are a McDonald's theme parody heavy metal band.
Oh, really?
Yes. It's a parody of Black Sabbath utilizing lyricism and imagery centered on fast food. And if you look at them, still, these guys are not as scary as the original Grimace. And,
oh, my God. I'm telling you. The original Ronald McDonald picture. That is
Nightmare Fuel.
It's frightening.
Yeah. The black and white version. It's still scary in color, but the black and white version absolutely is... That was not me dolling it up for radio. That was an organic holy spit.
It really
that I
was.
Said earlier. That was really, I did not think it was going to be that terrifying. Another texter says, this might go back to your days on the other stick in the city, but in 2007, this guy's name is Wes. He wants to check your memory. He also calls you Jim, but I'm assuming it means you. Says that in 2007, you guys were airing a show from at Kroger the artist formerly known as Papa John's Cardinal Stadium.
Correct.
You guys were giving away a jacket
That was nice of us.
And you had to have a white shirt on to win this jacket. And this guy said that he should tell the whole story, but they were giving a jacket away to the first person who showed up with a white shirt.
I don't remember that.
Pulled up and jumped out of his truck and surprised them because he didn't even park his truck. He just left it in the fire lane and, like, dove out. And evidently won the jacket. So testing your knowledge.
I don't remember that.
Maybe there's another host named Jim that he's talking about. But, yeah, so...
Could be Jim Travis, who's on... wait a minute, no.
By the way, this guy, the travel agent guy, that was his business phone. But he said that the Ronald McDonald, because he said that there was a retired Ronald McDonald living in Louisville. He was the Ronald McDonald that was in ads in the 70s. One of my relatives built his home for him in East Louisville a few years ago. Kind of figured Ronald McDonald would be living in the East End, you know. Maybe a sure. Norton's Commons guy. I assure you, he is still alive. And they said, great show as usual. So thank you for listening, sir.
Well, I believe that when he calls in. Get him to call in.
I need, you know.
Get him to bring us some fries.
Rummage is another 13%er now, living out in the East End with Diener. We need the two of them to maybe be on the lookout for a man jogging around, you know, in his late 70s, probably, with clown makeup on. I feel like when you're Ronald McDonald, it's permanently on your face, kind of like the Joker. That's probably not the case at all, but in my little fantasy world, it is.
Hmm.
Did you look up Max Sabbath? Are they not hilarious?
No, I didn't.
There's four of them. There's a crazy grimace, a death metal like Ronald McDonald. The hamburger burglar looks kind of the same. I got to be honest, he just has a big old cape. But the best one is Mayor McCheese because they've put like mastodon horns on him. And he looks rather frightening. He looks awesome. That's definitely check out Max Sabbath. Good stuff there. I had some sound I was going to play about the Ravens tonight. I'm not sure we have time for it, but they're playing. If New York Mike's listening, first off, I hope he's doing well. Second off, you know he's putting the house on the Raiders. What's the line on this game? Pulling it up right now.
I will do it right now. I'll beat you to it.
No, I'm racing you.
Gonna beat you. Come on.
Oh, Baltimore laying four. Boom, beat you.
Damn. Come on.
Got any predictions tonight?
Baltimore laying four.
Why you gotta do that, man?
I think as much as it's gonna be a spirited Las Vegas crowd, I can't bet against my guy. Lamar, I think they're going to. But I'll tell you what, though, they are really nicked up. My God, do they have any running backs left at all?
They signed Latavius Murray, and I think they got Devonta Freeman. I want to say he's on the practice squad. I'm not sure, but they snatched both them up because they've had three ACL tears already this year. That's insane.
I would not want to put a lot of money on this game either way, but. I know that they, you know, they start the season well. The Ravens, notoriously, and they've also beaten the Raiders the last two times they played. Of course, it goes back a way, but I don't know. We'll see. Ravens are 3-2 on the road against the Raiders. But that, I mean, we're talking ancient history. We're talking about, like, the one of those wins was in the 2000 AFC title game. Fairly certain there's nobody left on either squad from then. So, I don't know. We'll see. But the Raiders are trying to plug a lot of holes on their defense. They averaged giving up at least 30 points, 23 of 48 games in the last three seasons. And they averaged giving up 28.4, which was the worst in the league overall. So, if that's the case... that's going to be an awful lot to ask of their offense to take care of when you'd expect Lamar to have a big game. We'll see. All right, everybody, thanks for being with us. You have a great Monday. Please be safe out there. Take care of yourself. Unless you know something I don't, we'll try it again with you on Wednesday. And meantime, stay tuned. Sweeney has the take coming up next. Thanks for all the good wishes and good thoughts. And see you hopefully on Wednesday on ESPN Radio.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases, tuition free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.